Thank you for holding. Is this Perry?
Yes, this is Perry.
Hi, Perry. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. It's a little cold here, but I'm doing good.
I can only imagine. We're in Southern California, so our version of cold
right now
is like 61.
Yeah.
You can still wear shorts, Dick.
Yeah, that's good for you. I love San Diego, by the way. It's beautiful, but
it's
16 degrees here in Northwest Arkansas right now. So,
that's got a bite to it, definitely. I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Marietta. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining, you know, why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, I understand why she's reaching out. Of course, she didn't get into any of the details of the service or the cost. John, so you know, I've had many conversations sort of like this might be, and I've even engaged a time or two in similar services, and I didn't carry the ball all the way to the finish line, to be honest with you. But I might be interested this time, because I've learned some things and now we're a little bit more mature in the business. So, I don't have a ton of time here, but I'm invested a little bit to learn more.
Okay. Well, our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We started in 2004. So we've been doing this almost 20 years now. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Okay. So what we specialize in is Google Places placement. Now, we do also do Google Ads and Google Guarantee, but the reason we were reaching out to you today is because we have a Google Places placement available within our company. And that when I bring up that terminology for people who are familiar with, like, SEO and online advertising, they go, what does that mean? Google has a partnership with us, and in that agreement, one of the stipulations is that we can only work with one guy per industry per area. We don't want to have two of the same guys working with Local Splash, our company. That doesn't mean that, those other guys out there, you know, are losing their spot or anything like that. But we just can't work with them, right? So the idea here is like the position had just opened up. We were working with somebody previously. Now they're asking us to go and fill that spot. And we saw you on the qualified candidates list, and I know Marietta. The rep that you talk to, and she's kind of smart. She looks for people who are using Home Advisor by Angie on that list. I've noticed that. A lot of her calls that I get are people who are using that, and she kind of cherry-picks through the list and calls you guys first. And it makes sense because you're already buying leads, right? You're already invested in marketing and advertising. But how you're getting them is Home Advisor by Angie will actually put themselves on the first page of Google, capture the lead, sell the leads individually to a couple of people, and then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it, right?
With
us listing you independently in a Google Places placement, that creates a different dynamic where now people can call you live as a live call, and you're not having to pay for each individual lead or deal with those leads going to three or four other people, which I'm sure you can see the value in that.
I do, right away, for clear reasons.
Yeah. It should save you money and make you more, depending on what your volume is, right? I mean, if you're only getting two or three leads a month, then I probably won't be saving you very much money. But if you're one of those guys who's like, hey, I want to get at least a lead every day, maybe two or three, then we're going to be saving you a lot of money, right? It really just depends. Some people, in order to get a job a day, you know, they're usually going to have to do, you know, at least two leads a day. And that's if they're a good closer. With those leads, right? With this, you don't have that dynamic where that bill is stacking up, whatever the two leads is going to cost you daily, right? With us, it's just a flat monthly rate on Google Places, right? Google Ads and Google Guarantee are different. Those are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead, respectively. But this one, you don't have to pay-per-click or call or lead, right? So if you get 100 calls throughout the month, your bill's the same, and that's usually why these ones are favored. Okay. Now, as far as cost, everything we do is month to month. We want you guys coming back at your own will. We also want to be able to evaluate you, right? Make sure you're not a serial killer or something.
Right.
Make a part ways with you if things start going south real fast. So everything's month to month. No long-term agreement or anything like that initially. Once you get a couple months into it, everything's going well, you're more than welcome to do like a 6 or 12 month prepay. That'll make things more affordable for you. But we like to start out the first couple months at least on a month-to-month basis with you.
That sounds good.
You already have your own website and your company's new, so I could actually put you on here. Let me show you the Platinum Package Bundle. And the Platinum Package is an A to Z marketing campaign, meaning it's not just that first page placement on Google. It's going to get you on the first page of Bing, Facebook ads, and then there's about 60 other directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Thumbtack. And that'll kind of turn us into like your one-stop shop for online marketing and advertising. That way you have it all under one roof. But because you already have your own site, we won't have to build that. And the new in business credit, I can get the pricing on that package reduced by $200. So they normally charge $4.99 monthly for that one. I can get it out to you at $2.99. So you're looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. And then I could waive all setup fees affiliated with it too. So there's no other charges as far as getting it up and running. We're not cutting any corners. We're still going to Google PIN verify you. You'll still have to fill out your Google verification form, send in any required documents, right? So not cutting any corners. Yeah, you're still getting the full shebang of the service, but I'm just reducing the price. And then the beauty of it too, if you come on board with us today at the $299 and your service agreement, I'll have you locked in at that rate for that Platinum Bundle and all of its contents. So it'll never go back up to the $499 pricing structure.
I like it. I like it so far. Yep. It all sounds pretty good.
Yep. And then it comes with a tracking system too. It's called the Local Splash app. That's one of my favorite features. You can actually download this to your mobile device, and it'll allow you to see all the calls you're getting from Google. You'll be able to see like what services they looked up in order to find you, what zip codes they searched from. You'll even have recordings of those calls. Like if they use the click-to-call feature on their mobile device, and they just tap that little phone icon next to your business name, it'll actually start a recording so you can hear yourself answering and pitching those people or closing those deals.
Nice.
So that way you can get it. Yeah, you can get a good evaluation on, hey, I spent $299, but, you know, I know 100% that this customer, and this customer came from being on that first page.
Which is really helpful. You got to track your dollars to closes and results, or you're just flapping in the wind, you know, so that's really helpful.
100%. Yeah, it'll help you develop as a closer, you know, because that's what it is we're getting you live leads, and you got to close them down, you know. And so that'll definitely, it's a huge tool just in developing your pitch. But, yeah, of course, tracking the return on investment. I would probably say that's our number one retention tool.
Exactly. I get it.
People are going, hey, what are you doing each month? We'll go, okay, let's look at your tracking system. Go ahead and pull up that app there. You remember this guy? That's a great tool. But also you can request reviews through that tracking system too. So once you're like wrapping up a job, you get your truck all together, you get in the cab and you just punch in their phone number and it sends them a live link to your Google business profile and it'll ask them about their experience and to leave a star rating there. So that's another cool feature to help us kind of build up that reputation for you.
Love it. All right, two questions for you. And I'm sure you would have gotten to this, just a couple questions. At least for now. First question is, the $299 sounds good, but I correct me if I'm wrong. I would need to be spending money for ad spend with Google or some format or no. What's the answer to that question?
No. So this is not a pay per click campaign. It's not Google Ads.
Okay.
This is Google Play.
All right. Well, that's a really good answer, by the way. I'm sure you know that, but that's a good answer. The second question is, there's an ad creation here of some sort that you're going to do for me or I'm going to participate in, and how does that work? And what does that say?
Absolutely. So it's your Google business profile that will actually be optimizing. It's your Google business page. Okay. So when people look up your business name, that's what holds all your reviews and everything. It's got photos and stuff on it, name, address, phone number. So that's what we're optimizing. Now, every client that we sign up for a Google Places placement, obviously we'll create that Google business profile if they don't already have it. But we have them jump into a client interview. And in that client interview, we'll interview you on the business. So we'll go over the specific services you offer. That way we're listing you correctly. We'll go over the service area that you cover. That way we're not sending you anywhere that you don't want to go, right? That way the calls are in that area and had to type in that service. So we fully customize it with your input. We basically have recommendations because we do have a Google Analytics system that lets us see what people are searching the most in your area, but you have final say on everything. So we give you 15 keywords at a time. You can hand select those, and we'll customize the campaign or tailor it to your business based on that client interview. And then any changes you want to make, you can do that through your account management team here. And those are all, that's all part of the service, any revisions. So if you want to swap out a keyword or add a new photo, things like that, it's all part of it. Does that kind of answer the question?
It does. That's a very good answer. At least some, a couple more questions just so I can clarify.
Sure. No, of course.
What's the target area? I told Mary that
70 to 100.
We 100 and
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. I got excited here. Okay, so I love what I do. So 70 to 100 miles. We would actually need to do Google Ads to cover that big of an area. The $299 package that I have you quoted at, it is a platinum bundle, but it doesn't have Google Ads, which is pay-per-click. These ones only cover up to 40 miles from your street address. So what I would recommend, though, before we go throwing money at the wall and say, hey, I want a 100-mile radius, evaluate that 40. Make sure you can handle that 40. Start small. And then if you can handle that 40-mile radius, it's not like inundating you or making you feel overwhelmed, or maybe you hire some guys one day and you want to expand, then we could always revisit the conversation and grow your business into doing Google Ads and a pay-per-click campaign. And at least that time, we have so much knowledge already. Yeah, because by then we'll already be working together a couple months, so we'll already know what works, too. So we won't have to play the guessing game with the Google Ads campaign, which can be very messy spending-wise if you're just trying to figure it out versus if you already know what needs to be done, jumping into that.
Right. Because I've messed around with some of that and spent money and got nothing, or didn't get the right things, if that makes sense. And I'd rather definitely don't want to drive 100 miles for a roof replacement, find out all they wanted was one shingle and a repair, you know, kind of thing. But so, those are, you know, I don't mind doing that in the 40-mile radius, but that, again, leads to another question. We're a roofing company. We love insurance work. In fact, most of the work we do is insurance work. Based upon storm damage and that kind of thing. So we like that because, you know, people don't have to come out of their own pocket. Their insurance pays for their roof replacements and collection money flows a lot better that way. So that's a little background on us. But we are different than most of my competitors in this space in that we also are good roofers. We really know what we're doing, and we can do repairs, and we can fix things, and we can solve problems that they've got today until we get to the bigger solution of replacing or thoroughly repairing the roof. Meaning, we can tarp it, we can do stuff that needs to be done right now to stop the leak, and we actually like that. So I'm getting into a little bit of the creative here in terms of the services we offer and maybe how you present us in Google Places, but we want to be known in our 40-mile radius as the company to call if you've got a minor problem and nobody else will fix it. We believe that creates throughput for us in the terms in the way of getting full roofs, because we're there, we do the inspection, we find out they have damage, and then we get that. So it's a one step, two step kind of thing. So
definitely understand. Yeah. I've had a lot of guys where, they just go out there on a siding call, you know, and then it turns into a whole roof. I've definitely encountered that many times, yeah.
I think that's,
or even
I mean,
just
we pull
repair.
Up with a fully loaded trailer on our repair job, and we can do almost anything. We have the skill set to do it. So that's important to us, and we anything we do going forward, we want, and my website really doesn't speak to this very much, you know. And so we need to do some work on that, you know, but just so you know, that's the dynamic that's in play right now we want to do. And, so
I think you're going to love this because it's totally customizable. Yeah. I don't think, like, I know you had that home advisor thing. The last time we spoke with you about an opportunity for this area was actually, in March of last year. And, I know even then though, it looks like just on the notes, there was kind of a home advisor wasn't able to really be specific with the kind of leads that you wanted. And that's not something you want when you're on that service, because then you end up paying for leads that aren't even fully qualified by your specifications. But the good thing with Google is it's very specific. It's keyword specific and you can hand select, those exact keywords. As far as your site though, I am looking at the site now. What is it that you would change about this?
I would give a little more emphasis to repair than we do repair. on the opening splash. We don't have much. You can drill into it and find it eventually, but you got to be looking for it. And I want to get that out more up front and so people see it as a real solution to immediate problems. And that we're here in the area and we're a real roofing company. We're not a storm chaser and you know that kind of thing. So I don't want to ever say that, but I want to imply it so people get, they're a hometown roofer, you know.
And that's what you want, really, because then if you have a problem later, you know, they come back and honor their work, you know. I'd rather have that than a guy that's just coming through, you know, patching it up.
Totally.
There's no kind of, I mean, our homes are our biggest investment. Yeah. So I will definitely be able to be specific for you. A lot of that is going to be detailed or caught during the client interview, but I will heavily notate the account here at point of sale.
Yeah.
So that way they have a heads up. And then I don't know who created your website, but I think the person that created it would be who you'd want to speak with as far as like adding those additional pages. Because if we come in here to do the website, I mean, I could give it a full like revamp, but they're going to charge you for it. And it seems like you've already got it up and running and paid for in a monthly situation on that. So, I mean,
it
might be easier.
If you were to say, hey, it's good enough, then that's good enough for me. If you were to say,
it's good enough.
So that's important.
It's good enough.
Okay, that's good.
But is being good enough for me and being good enough for Google is one thing. Is it good enough for you? It represents your business, right? And that's what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, for me, I think it is right now. I just want to make sure it meets any specifications that Google would need in order for this thing to take off.
Oh, it's compatible. Yeah, Google Places is a lot different than the old SEO. The old SEO is like, oh, the site had to be this specific way in order for
us
to post you.
Yeah,
nowadays it's not like that. I could put you up there with no website at all.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, different ballgame. Still a good tool to have, especially in your industry.
I'll complain and tell you why your call comes in, and I greet it today for the what I do. I turn Home Advisor Angie off and on all the time, and I do it because if I don't, they rob me blind, you know. And I turned it on for a day last week, and I got a lead. I called them in about 5 minutes, you know, and when I did, they had already chosen someone, and they said no to me. I didn't even get a chance to. I mean, the conversation was about 18 seconds long, and then of course today they charged me $135 for that lead, and it drives me a little bit crazy, you know.
Yeah, worst part of their service by far, from my experience, is paying for leads that don't turn into jobs. You know, I've never really been a huge fan of pay per lead, but Google did roll out a pay-per-lead program around the last time we spoke with you, March last year. It's called Google Guarantee, and that is pay-per-lead. However, the lead is transferred to you with the live customer on the line, and you don't get charged unless you agree to go out and meet with them. So if you don't actually set an appointment.
Really good set of,
Yeah, so different type of expectation, and it's a lot better, but the leads are costly like that. You know, you get $100, $120 lead sometimes, but at least you know it's not just a lead. It's an actual appointment where you're going out and actually attempting to resolve an issue. And we try to match them. So we, like, pre-screen them, and then we go, okay, I feel like this is a good fit for Perry, and then we'll call you with them on the line. Yeah, so
I guess
that is something you can enroll in.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Maybe something we grow you into too, though.
Yeah.
Because it's a $250 application fee, and then you go through this heavy background screening. Google actually gives every homeowner that uses Google Guarantee a $2,000 insurance themselves for the lifetime of the work. Mm-hmm. So they're basically insuring them. Hey, we vetted this guy. He's a good contractor, and you could go with him and hire him. And if something happens, you know, we're putting our money where our mouth is. Here's an extra $2,000. So that's a huge incentive.
Awesome.
It's a huge program. But, I mean, if you already are doing this for a couple of months, we already have so much background on you, pushing you through that background check will be a breeze, you know. So if you want to advance into Google Ads or Google Guarantee, it's good to have the foundation locally with this Google Places placement first.
Okay, so leading to a couple more questions then, and I think I'm very excited about this, but you said somebody, you were working with somebody in the area, and you're no longer
I knew this was going to come. Everybody asked me this question. Yeah, I'm not supposed to disclose it, unfortunately. I get asked that probably
That's
four
fine.
Or five times a day. Yeah, they always go, who is it? Who was it? You know? And
it's okay.
Customer client, even if they're not a client of ours anymore, if somebody calls us and asks them about their information or disclose anything about their business or what's going on or why they canceled, we won't tell them anything about you.
I don't blame you for that. I'd want you to treat me the same way. So that sounds good. But the add-on question to that is, do you have any sense for what kind of lead volume I could expect if we were to engage in this and start it?
Yeah, but I don't want you to take it as
a
guarantee.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at
all right. Not a guarantee. Okay. So just on the analytics, though, the other two guys that are up there, Pinnacle and Foster, they get calls every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They're getting calls every day. So if we're putting you up there, I wouldn't anticipate anything different for you. I can't tell you though, hey, you're going to get 20. You got to close them. That's, you know, in real time, they got to call you, you know. So there's just too many variables for us to guarantee you a certain amount of jobs from it. Yeah.
I like our chances. We get in front of people. I'm not joking. I'm not inflating this. We're closing in, right at 50% of people we get in front of. We get into
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. If you're still in business after doing a year of home advisor, you're battle tested. You're competing and you're winning. That's the only way you survive with that as a marketing strategy. So if you could do that, I know you'll do great with this. They're already, by the time they call you, they pretty much have their mind made up. It's a different ball game.
A lot of times, and they don't want to shop endlessly. Most people don't. Most people have an insurance check or a hope that insurance will pay for it, and they just want to find somebody they believe they can trust and they like, and then they do business with. And that's really what it's about.
They're Google verified. And honestly, a roof leak, it's 16 degree weather is an emergency.
Yes, it is. You're right. Right? Exactly. You need somebody that you believe 100%. Can come. That's right. It's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. What does that onboarding look like? How much of my time is needed to get it through the process?
Right now I can create it and secure it. It'd take about 2 to 3 minutes, and then the client interview, it's at a set time. And then that usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We would schedule that for Monday, and we'll sit down with you and walk you through that.
Okay. That sounds good. I don't know. I don't know why this is the case, but I think I have two Google pages, and this is how dumb I am with it. I don't know why I do. And I don't know how to undo it, just so you know, on the front end. And I don't know how it happened or why it happened, but I think one of these guys I tried to start this with at some point this past year set up a secondary, and I don't even know how it happened. I literally don't know how it happened. So
yeah, I see that. I see there's one with a 808 Sloan Square is active in Cave Springs.
Yeah, that's
and then
that's my
and then there's
home
another
address.
One that's gotcha. Okay, and then there's a 155 Fantanelle Drive, and that one's not active or verified.
Yeah, and see, that's weird. And I'll say that's right away that we're gonna have to fix because that's my office mm-hmm. address.
Oh, and when I'm saying this though, what I should be doing is reassuring you that you know the name, address, and phone number cleanup is the first thing we do on any account.
That's good.
Yeah, it's we call it the NAPW or the NAPW, which is the name, address, phone number, and website. We make sure everything matches up there. So we would want your verification to go through the 155 Fantanelle only because that's what's on your site. We do kind of want to have that match up. Is that the proper? Okay. So this 808 Sloan. The only problem is then that lead from Parker or that review from Parker Stolten turns into it's going to disappear unless he writes it on
Bad. Yeah. Bad.
So he'll be a casualty of it. But you do have your tracking system, so you can go into your app, you can plug in his number there, and you know if you still have that, and you could resend it over, and maybe he'll rewrite it or put that 5-star on there at least. And, get that going.
Okay,
so.
Good. Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I think to get him to do it. Yeah, we don't want to.
We'll solve that for you.
Convert those. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, we can't transcend reviews from other platforms, and Google has a very verified review system where the people have to be logged into their own email on their mobile device in order to actually write it. So that way, it's traceable back to them, and it's not just one of your competitors jumping on there to bash you and say, "Hey, Perry sucks." You know.
Right.
We want to make sure they're real. Yeah. And then we can see in your tracking system if they're actually real. Okay, hey, that turned into a lead, and then he wrote the review a month later, you know. So, and then we know that's a real
person. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, to answer your question, we'll definitely get the – okay.
Mm-hmm. One last question is, and I've talked with people, a number of different people about this, and I want your opinion on what they told me, but – I've often heard, well, you get on board this month, don't expect any results. We're going to run some ads and do some stuff and get your image built up and maybe, 60 to 90 days it'll optimize and you'll start seeing some results. And that usually means you spend $6,000 with me and then you'll start seeing results.
Yeah. No. So Google does tell us, though. Yeah. So Google does tell us to quote you 30 to 45 days to see return on investment. Because getting you up there is one thing. People have to see you, call you, convert it, right, in order for you to actually make money. You're going to have to basically complete a whole roof drop before you see return on investment, right? So they're going to say 30 to 45 days before you can see return on investment. And so because of that, the first month you're not going to see really ROI. Realistically, I mean, it's possible. It's not impossible, that we can get your Google verification done, get it all up and running. But we like to paint that expectation so that way you're not heavily evaluating it for return or making a decision on if this works for me or not in that first 30 days. We want you to at least give it 2 months. Even though it's month to month, right? If you're going to evaluate for return, even a quarter, I'm sure a quarter, you'd never buy another lead off of HomeAdvisor again. But I know 30 to 45 days you'll be able to easily see yourself up there before that time period. But as far as actually making money from it, we need at least a cushion there for those leads to come through and to convert.
And in your case, it's just $299 for each month, and I'm not
correct.
I'm not overextended on that kind of buy. It's different than spending $2,000 this month and sitting and waiting another $2,000 next month, and then
another reason why I like starting small.
Yeah,
I
want to exactly.
Because it's a different conversation. If I go, hey Perry, I noticed that you made $50,000 last month. Well, why don't we expand into doing this? You also hired 3 other guys. Let's do Google Ads and start up this Google Guarantee campaign.
Right.
Then if we're doing that right out of the gate, if I do this and I get this up and running, get those conversions going, now instead of you taking money out of your pocket to advance the marketing strategy, it's just coming from the clients that the marketing strategy is bringing in, and it's self-sufficient.
Cool. Yeah. So you're saying that with Google Places in a consumer Google search, where they're going to see Foster and Pinnacle on that first page, they yep. may well see me there as well.
Yes, they will. 150%. Okay. Not may. They will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I believe you. I just want to state clearly and as plainly.
How do you think they got there?
Right, exactly. It's like they talked to the right guy. Partner. That's how they got there, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a Google partner. You know, honestly, if we would have got you on board with us last March, I'm sure you probably would have already, you know, had a lot more reviews and everything. You probably wouldn't even be with Home Advisor anymore. But I don't know what happened there. You spoke with a lady, Gail. She's still actually with us. But that was March 4th of 23. Yeah, so that was
no
the last
way.
Time we
I was
spoke
so,
with you.
Terrible. I want to shoot myself right now, and not in the head, but in the foot, just to give myself a lesson. But yeah, I should have done it.
Yeah. Hey, you live and you learn. So you're a smarter business owner today than you were then.
I am. That's the truth of the matter. That's true in a lot of ways, by the way. So
that's what's
true.
Important, though. If you're not learning and you're not growing, then I'd be more concerned.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's important. It is.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile here. I'll get this all set up for you. On the first page of Google, I'm just going to confirm. I know I have these other listings up here, but like I said, we're going to do that name, address, and phone number audit. So you only have one phone number. You want to use this line?
Let's see. This is my personal 479-586. Cell.
Okay. Let me put this in the cell phone. What's the business line?
The business line is 479-323-2811.
2811. Okay. Business phone number. Save. Okay, perfect. I got a lot of this information already, but just to verify, 155 Fentanyl Drive, Springdale, Arkansas, and it's 72762.
Correct.
All right, you're going to receive your PIN there.
On that address. Here's a little snag on that ad. It is Suite D. However, we're actually moving to a better office in that building.
Same.
February 1st.
Takes 5 to 7 days to get it.
I'd rather leave it at 155 Fanson. It will get to us whether we say Suite D, A, or Z. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So,
if it's a complex and there's other businesses there that may be PIN verified with Google, it's important that I put that Suite D in there, at least until you receive it. And then once you've received it and we verified the listing, we can go ahead and just leave it 155 Fentanyl. Or I could even hide the address altogether so it just says Springdale, Arkansas with a zip on it if you want to do it that way.
Whatever you need to do to get it verified, that's fine with me.
I'm going to do
that's
it. That's what I'm doing. Just to make sure you get it, you know? Once you got it, we don't have to PIN verify you again or go through that process again, and then we could always fix it or adjust it and remove the suite if you want later or update it with the new suite number. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So they'll send a piece of mail to that address with the PIN in it, right? Is what happens.
Yep. It's a postcard, like size envelope, and then it has like a little postcard in it. And it says Google on it, and then in the back there's a little five-digit number. It'll say your Google verification number with your business name. Mm-hmm. I need that little number.
And that's how it happened that my personal address got in there, because that's how we verified early on, because I did not have the office at that time.
Yeah. Google Business Profile itself has to be verified just to even exist, and then we have to go in there and do the programming so it shows in Google Places. So we'll do that first, and then we'll do your optimization after.
Okay.
And then what's your last name, Perry?
Turnbull. T is in Tom, URNBULL.
I see that already. Oh, it's right here on the website. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that. And then what's the business email address where I could send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure I have you on here?
Yeah. Okay. It's my first name, Perry, at Osage, O-S-A-G-E, dot energy. So Perry at Osage dot energy.
Got it. Okay, let me go and update. Make sure this comes back as valid. Okay, and it does. Perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, Saturday.
Okay. And Sunday closed?
Sunday closed.
Good man. Okay. when people tell me they work on Sunday, I'm like, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I'm like, either you're not a Christian or you're not American.
What's wrong?
At least be watching football.
Right, exactly. What's the matter? Something's wrong, right?
You got to either be praying or watching football. You shouldn't be working on Sunday. All right, so I got your profile squared away here. I know you got financing here, so we'll leave that actually. And obviously, commercial jobs you're open to commercial opportunities as well.
We are not licensed right now, but frankly, we are open to it. So
okay.
We have the ability to do it. If I got a commercial job, I'd just get licensed and then do it.
Okay. Now, do you have insurance?
Yes.
Okay. That's important. They ask you that for your Google verification form. Okay. Perfect.
Absolutely.
All right. I don't think they actually require licensing unless it is commercial in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay. All right. And then for this client interview. So the client interview, it would have to be scheduled for Monday. Like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time?
Monday. Let me think about that. Mm-hmm. I'd say it would be best in the afternoon on Monday, around 3 p.m. Central.
Okay, so let's go 3 to 4 CT, and then I will send you a calendar invitation. I'll also text you. Are you a texter at all?
Yeah, go ahead and text. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay, I'm going to text you 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a reminder in case you forget over the weekend, but I just want to, you know, make sure nothing pops up too. You know, something pops up in your schedule.
No, that'd be cool.
So, okay. All right. So I'm going to let you know. If something does pop up, just let me know when that text comes through, Perry, and then I could always reschedule it. But I'd love to get that done as soon as possible. The sooner we get the client interview going, the quicker I can get you up and running.
You bet.
All right. Save. Send. All right, there goes that calendar invitation. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Get a credit card for you here.
Okay. You guys used to be under Turnbull Exteriors, Inc., huh?
Yeah, you know, I started like back in 2020, I think, early. But we incorporated, but I actually formed a new entity when I got ready to do this. Yeah, so that one I don't think is even active, but maybe it's still out there. I don't know.
No, I requested the name, address, and phone number audit, and then I just started showing me all these crazy old listings that are in the archives there. So
yeah,
that's verifying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go with your own personal last name, make your business about you, but I think it should be about the business, not me. So
having that LLC and everything, you know, I mean, you don't want them coming after you personally if something does go wrong.
Yeah. exactly right. Try to be smart about what you're doing here. Yeah.
Not that you want problems.
Okay.
We prepare for them, right?
Right. It's another part of learning.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready for you.
Here we go. Okay, 5287-8400.
Okay.
0850.
Okay.
9186.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0826.
8 of 26. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back, Perry.
420.
Oh, it deleted it. You said it was 0826, right? The expiration?
Yes. Yep, 0826.
Okay. All right. Now, there is a security question. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps or vice versa, if they want to make sure it's you. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with the city I was born in, and the name is Lusk, L-U-S-K.
Okay. right, and it says verify. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't agree with, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line, Perry. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Osage Creek Exteriors.
Thank you. And can you please state your name? Oh, your company is an LLC, correct?
Yes, it is an LLC, yes.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to confirm. And then can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Perry Roy Turnbull, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Osage Creek Exteriors, LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you have provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Perry, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. That's not a problem. We just want to avoid, like, your Google business profile happening again. You know, no duplicate listings.
Those do cause discrepancies. Absolutely.
Yeah. So no duplicates, and I don't want you paying for something that you already have. So if you're not sure, you shouldn't need anything. You shouldn't need anything else. I've upgraded you to a platinum bundle, so you got all the extra features that we can offer. And I did that for a reason, so that way we're kind of like your one-stop shop instead of you have 100 different things floating around, as if your life isn't already busy enough.
Right. Totally.
Yeah, but if you're not sure, just double-check. And then
okay,
it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month-to-month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Package for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, it does state here you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before your next billing is due or before the 19th day of that month. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. It's pretty long and drawn out. So I'm going to process your first your first month payment here. Okay, decline, retry transaction. You may get a notification from your bank because it is an out-of-state transaction, so you do have to authorize.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll wait and see what they do here.
Okay. And then I'm going to send over your Google verification form while you do that. Okay, so pictures needed for Google verification, send. All right, and that was forwarded to the email as well. Good, good, good. Okay, and then let's get rid of this old 808 Sloan Square. That should be hidden everywhere if that's your home address. They got a picture of your house just plastered right there, too. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm verifying I've got the funds in the account, so that's there. But I didn't get anything back from my bank card.
Usually they'll send a notification just to authorize the transaction, but it is saying decline retry transaction. So I don't know if it just wants me to try to process it again or, yeah, no, it's giving me the same code here. I gave it a full 60 seconds.
Okay, huh. Yeah, it's being overly protective apparently, but the funds, I have funds there, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, it is out of state, and that's not abnormal, especially if you have like a credit union or something like that. They're going to want to verify an out of state transaction before they just go shelling out your money. That's normal. So I think that, yeah, sometimes it takes them a second in order to get the notification to verify it. Unless you wanted to try like a different payment method.
I would like to stick with that card.
Okay.
I'm confident it'll be fine here in just a little bit. But.
Yeah, I think it might just take a moment. No worries. I'll just hang on the line with you here. We'll get it squared away.
Okay.
Decline, no retry, transaction. It's good because then I can actually just submit all these notes anyway. They're going to need all the notes from the call through the client interview on Monday. So I'll just work on that right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just got that that invite.
Notification.
For Monday, so,
yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, I can RSVP that while we're on the line here. Say yes. That's good. Okay. My bank is usually pretty good about this kind of thing, and I usually get the like the text message, but they may call me.
Yeah,
it's kind of a mistake, you know.
Yeah, again, no, that's good. I have schools first, and they're like that too. I get notifications right away, like warning, somebody's using your card. And I'm like, it's usually just my wife.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, what did you buy? Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I'm not
shocked, but I'm a little surprised that I've got anything. So I don't want to keep you on the line hanging on more than you need to, and we could just give it an hour and try it again. Maybe that's the other way to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's another option. I could always rerun it as long as you have permission or give us permission to do that, you know, here on the call. I could try to process it here, maybe like 30 minutes or an hour. Actually, an hour works perfectly because it's 12 o'clock here and I still haven't taken a lunch. So I can go grab a burger, come back and try to do it over.
Because one of my concerns is that if you run it too many times, it'll just try to block you. You know what I mean? And then we'll have trouble with it.
Yeah, and I was reading up on it, too. It was saying it's a soft decline, so that just indicates the transaction can be reattempted. If it's a hard decline, then that's final. That means, like, hey, it's not going to go through. I tried to process it twice, and they were both within, like, 2 minutes of each other. So I don't want to just keep pressing that. But maybe if you contact the bank in the meantime and just let them know, hey, you know, I'm doing some Google advertising with a Google partner out of California, and I'm sure they'll be able to push through.
Yeah, I'll give them a call here shortly, and then you try that in an hour. When you get back from lunch, we should be good, okay?
Sounds good. If not, I'll just call you back. But assuming everything goes correctly and that goes through, you will get a payment confirmation, your invoice receipt, so that way you can write it off. And there'll be a full outline of the agreement sent to you in writing via text and email. Try to sign off on that. And then there's also a Google verification form that I already sent over to you. Excuse me. Try to fill that out over the weekend. And then obviously we'll circle back on Monday between 3 and 4 and just kind of pick up from there. Assuming all goes well. If not, I'll be calling you back here in an hour.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I like it. Okay.
All right, Terry.
All right, man. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
You too. Thanks. Bye.